Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. I wonder how you're listening to us today, in the car, on the cell phone, on your computer, in your office. However you're listening to us, I just want to say thank you so much for being faithful listeners week in and week out. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to bring to you these episodes 5 days a week on 103.5 WMUZ. Also, it's on our podcast. You can find us at the podcast if you just search Cornerstone Church of Highland, Michigan. You can find us. It's just good to be with you today. And I must say something interesting to everybody today. I am completely by myself today. Pastor Aaron is busy running around. And as a matter of fact, we're all kind of busy running around. And I was thinking about something. If we're not careful, we will just be so busy that we will find ourselves lukewarm in our relationship with the Lord. For some reason, when you get busy, well, the one thing that immediately takes a back seat is your one-on-one prayer time with God, your devotional time, your Bible reading, your worship time, your reflections on God, your journaling about the Lord in your life. All that just completely disappears when you get busy. And sometimes, and some of us will purposefully busy up our schedule with insignificant things when we should be reading our Bible, praying, worshiping, journaling, contemplating, meditating on the things of the Lord, thinking about the goodness of God. Sometimes we will kind of like say, okay, I know that I've scheduled this time slot in my morning to meet with God, but man, I think I'd just rather turn on the TV. I think I'd just rather go to McDonald's. You know, we like make kind of decisions to busy up our schedule instead of pressing into God. Now, I know I've been guilty of this myself, but I always regret it. But I've never regretted truly pressing into the Lord, catching fire for God. Pastor Jim's got a great message for us this week called, Are You Lukewarm? He's preaching out of Revelation, Church of Laodicea, that God called lukewarm, and he said something to the lukewarm church. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Let's go to the message.
I've been going through the seven letters to the seven churches out of Revelation, and I'm going to skip ahead to the church of Laodicea, Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 to 22 will be the passage of Scripture, and this is the last letter to the last church, and some people look at Revelation chapter 2 and 3, those seven churches, as historical in context, in the sense of, since this is the last letter to the last church, this will be the characteristics of the last church on the earth when the Lord Jesus returns. So most of the people that I read and study and follow would say the last two churches, the Philadelphia church that was committed to the Great Commission and the Lord had no condemnation of them whatsoever, no word of rebuke for them. And then the Laodicea church would be that lukewarm apostate church also during the last days that the Lord has stern rebuke for. But we're going to talk about this church of Laodicea. Are you lukewarm? That's the question. And so let's read the passage of Scripture, Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 to 22. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Boy, that's pretty strong. Can't get much stronger than that. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Oh God, give us ears to hear today. Speak to us, Lord, men and women, young and old, in Jesus' name, amen. Are you lukewarm? So I wanted to come up with different definitions to try to describe what lukewarmness is. We know the very first church, the church at Ephesus, had left their first love, and this is obviously a downward slide from that. He says, because you are lukewarm. Different definitions. Are you bland, uncommitted, indifferent, or neutral? Do you lack heart, lack heat, or do you lack feeling? Lukewarm is preaching without passion, prayer without fervency, ministry without love, and witnessing without heart. Adrian Rogers, just a great Baptist preacher, put it this way. Lukewarm is when God reveals to you his glory and you yawn. That's lukewarm. Charles Spurgeon, great preacher in the 1800s. Lukewarm Christians are not hot for the truth nor hot for conversions. They are not fiery enough to burn the stubble of sin, nor zealous enough to make Satan angry. I came up with a definition. I was talking to my staff about this. I came up with the definition of lukewarmness. You know, lukewarm being without any type of feeling or passion. Lukewarm, if you're lukewarm, it's like kissing your sister. That's lukewarm, isn't it? I have four sisters, trust me. That would be a kiss without any passion whatsoever, without any heat, without any feeling whatsoever. In 1992, after four straight losses to the University of Michigan, Ohio State ended in a 13-13 tie. Ended in a tie. That's 1992. And the Ohio State president, Gordon Gee, was quoted, "This tie is one of our greatest wins ever." So lukewarm is like not winning, not losing, but tying a game without any satisfaction whatsoever. The Laodicean church represents the compromising, apostate, end-time church. Laodicea literally means, if you take the Greek words that form the word Laodicea, it literally means the people rule. The people rule. And we know that Christ is to rule our heart, and in a church, if the people are ruling the church, or in your own heart, if you're ruling your own life, I want you to know you will be lukewarm. Because the only way that you can have heat, passion, the fire of the Holy Spirit, is if you are submitted to Christ's lordship or his rule in your life. That's the only way that we can have the move of the Holy Spirit in our church in a very sustained way, is if we let Jesus be Lord, let Jesus rule Cornerstone Church. Somebody say amen to that. Laodicea was known for its medicinal eye salve. I think that's why when the Lord spoke to this church, he says, you should anoint your eyes so that you can truly see. It's not talking about physical eyes, it's spiritual eyes. It was also known for its wealth, a very wealthy city. That's why he says, you say that you're rich, but really you're poor. Poor spiritually, not poor materially. And also, it was known for its lukewarm water because they supplied the city with a 6-mile aqueduct from the hot springs. And by the time it traveled that 6 miles of water, it became very warm or very lukewarm or very tepid. It also was very dirty, very foul water. And so Jesus is talking to them and he's really taking that city of Laodicea, what it was known for, and using that to really speak to their hearts. You're not rich, you're poor. You can't see, you're blind. Get some eye salve of my Holy Spirit so you can see. You're like the water system. You're totally unsatisfactory. You don't have any type of qualities in you that make me want to receive from you. I mean, who wants to drink lukewarm water, right? And that's the way Jesus looked at this particular church. The purpose of this message is I want to inspire the men of Cornerstone to be full of passion for Jesus Christ. It's a message for the men specifically, but also for all of us, for Cornerstone to be red hot, passionate, on fire, highly anointed, blessed of the Lord, filled with life, the life of the Holy Spirit. Individuals need to have that in their own heart and in their own life.
We just finished our men's conference over the weekend here at Cornerstone Church. We had hundreds and hundreds of men just pack these buildings like sardines over here. And you know what happened when we were all gathered together on Friday and Saturday, and then we came back again to church on Sunday with our families? We caught fire. We caught on fire. Hot. Red hot. Man. I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling that heat from being in the Lord's presence on Friday and Saturday, and then bringing my family to church on Sunday with me. I got a wife and three kids. You know, that's what happens when the men come to men's conference over the weekend, is we catch on fire. We hear what it takes to be a man, a God, a husband, a son, a worker, a father. And we just begin to just see what the Lord has for us as men. We begin to hear what God has for us. We just start to catch on fire for the things of the Lord. And now it's Monday. And you know what? I'm hot right now. I mean, like, you know, I'm not lukewarm in my spirit. And how did that happen? That's because I pressed into the Lord. And I know what you're thinking. I don't know about that, Pastor Luke. I don't know about that. I mean, does that really work for me? Would that work for me? I feel like I'm in a dry season. I feel like maybe the word I would use to define my relationship with the Lord right now is just like blah, or not really interested. I feel lukewarm. Maybe that's even the word you'd use to describe yourself, lukewarm. Well, a lukewarm spirit, lukewarm heart towards God is a sign that something is missing. What's missing? Can you identify it? Can you figure it out? I talked about earlier, before we went to the message with Pastor Tim earlier in this episode, that if you are skipping out on your Bible reading, your prayer time, your worship, and all these things, your personal communion with God, if you're skipping out on your personal communion with God, then you will begin to get lukewarm. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe, as I asked you, can you identify why you are lukewarm today? Maybe that is the reason why. Maybe you are lukewarm because you are skipping out on something. I love to go to the beach. I'm a beach guy. And sometimes I sit in the shade, and sometimes I want to sit directly in the sun. And I figured out how to get in the shade. I got to put something something between me and the sun. Excuse me. I got to put something between me and the sun. I got to block the sunshine. Are you blocking the sun? That's causing the heat to go away. It's causing your life to have a lukewarm, tepid temperature to it. Identify what's blocking the sun. Remove that block. Become hot for God. Catch on fire for the things of the Lord. Become passionate about your life again. All right, everybody, we'll be right back here tomorrow morning, walking in His Word. Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.